弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是父亲节，所以恭贺所有做爸爸的父亲节快乐。
Today is the Father's Day. Therefore, allow me the opportunity to wish all the fathers among us Happy Father's Day.
那最近呢，这个社会上有很多的动荡不安。
Lately, there are a lot of problems in our society.
那么在这个动荡不安的社会，我们需要用什么态度来面对呢？
In such turbulent time, what kind of an attitude should we use to face it?
我作为一个牧师，
身为一个as your pastor,
我也每天也需要看一下新闻。
I also have to look at read some news.
因为要知道这个社会发生什么大事嘛。
Because I have to have some knowledge about what's going on.
但是又不能看太多新闻。
But I cannot watch too much news.
因为99%都是负面的，都是不好的消息。
Over 90% of those news are negative.
那么，所以乱中得利的秘诀最重要的是什么呢？
So how are we going to be able to learn to absorb all these things from a turbulent time?
特别我们作为父亲，作为家里属灵的头，我们怎么带领家里的太太孩子们能够在乱中仍然有力
？As the father, as the head of the family, what must we do during these disruptive times to help our family to regain the strength?
我学会了最重要的就是安静。安静在主的面前来默想主的话语。
I've learned the lesson. It is to calm down myself. I must stay calm and meditate on His words.
我们来读一下这个以赛亚书的26:3。
Let's take a look at God's word from the book of Isaiah 26:3.
以赛亚书26:3。好，有的话我们一起来读哈，请坚心依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
Isaiah 26:3, you will keep perfectly peaceful the one whose mind remains focused on you, because he remains in you.
这里提醒我们要坚心依赖，就是要坚决的、有恒心的来依靠神。
And this is a reminder that no matter what, we must trust in His steadfast love.
那么主就应许我们，他一定会保守我们的平安。
If we do that, He has promised that He will keep us safe.
所以我们不需要去过度的担心害怕。
So let us not be overly worried.
因为我的学习就是该来的，他就会来的。
Let us need not be fearful because whatever is going to happen is all in God's sovereign will.
因为呢是神所允许的事情。
It's something that God allowed to happen.
当然你也可以说那是神的命定。
Well, you may also say that is something that God made it happen.
那么再说呢，这个害怕也解决不了问题的。
So fear cannot solve problem.
所以我们作为神的儿女呢，我们应该坚决的、有恒的来信靠神给我们的应许。
Therefore, as children of God, we should come earnestly before Him and trust in His promise.
即使面对未来可能有各样的灾难发生
，No matter what that will happen in the near future,
我们一定要勇敢、勇敢的靠主来得胜。
We must come before Him without fear to depend and trust Him.
我们一定要认定主耶稣坐在他的宝座上，掌管万有。
We know that He, our Lord, sits on His throne and rule over all for eternity.
这个信念非常重要。
This is very important.
所以我常常说，圣经不是只是拿来读一读而已。
That's why I always say the Bible is not for us just to read it.
圣经也不是仅仅来分析它，这个希伯来文的文法、希腊的动词而已，等等。
And the Bible is not merely just for us to learn the difference in Hebrews and in Greek languages.
圣经是神的话来改变我们的生命，让我们能够勇敢的来面对各样的灾难。
God's word is for us to be able to learn it so that we can depend on it, so that we will be able to use it to help us, to guide us into facing difficulties.
那今天早上和大家思想的题目是教会要学会来抓住这个机会。
Here's the food for thought today. The church must seize upon the opportunity.
请大家看启示录的三章七到九节。
Please turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 7 to 9.
啊，我读给大家听。你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说，那圣洁的、真实的、拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. To the angels of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you.
第七节给我们看见圣洁和真实说明了主的特点。
Verse 7 tells us that there are two words that describe something special about Jesus Christ, that is, holy and true.
那什么是拿着大卫的钥匙呢？
What does it mean by holding the key of David?
我们都知道大卫曾经是合神心意的君王。
We all know that David was once described as he who is after God's own heart.
而且在旧约里面常常用大卫的国来预表基督的国。
And David's kingdom is frequently used to depict in Old Testament time as Christ's kingdom.
所以在这里当主耶稣说他拿着大卫的钥匙的意思是什么呢？
So when it says that when Jesus said, he who holds the key of David, what does it mean?
表明主才是真正掌有权柄的主。
It refers to him, our Lord, who has the true authority to rule.
那我们都知道这个钥匙和这个门肯定有连带的关系嘛。
Well, so we know that the key and doors are connected.
所以在第八节的下半节这样说。
So the rest of verse 8 says.
说看啊。
See.
这个是主耶稣要强调很重要的事情，他要说的一个前置词。
The word see lets know that this is something that the Lord Jesus wants to emphasize on that we must notice.
主说看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是没有人能够关的。
The Lord says, see, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut.
由此可见主开的门没有任何人能够关。
That is to say that the door that the Lord opens, no one will be able to shut it.
就算撒旦黑暗的权势也不能够关。
Even the power of darkness will not be able to close it.
这当然是指到主给我们传福音的机会嘛。
This shows us that there's an opportunity for us to share the gospel.
其实当我们仔细的想一想看。
If you think about it.
我们的人生也是有很多的机会，不同的机会所组成的。
We must have noticed there are a lot of opportunities in our life.
别人给我们机会。我们也给别人机会嘛。
So we receive opportunities from others, but at the same time, we also give opportunities to others.
难怪罗马书那里说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处嘛。
No wonder that in Romans 8, Paul tells us that God works for the good of those who love him.
互相效力的意思就是彼此帮助嘛。
When to help one another means to we need to love one another means to help one another.
换句话说，就是当我们看见了机会，就及时的提供需要的帮助。
That means whenever we seize an opportunity, we must provide the help.
然后主耶稣继续在第八节的这里说。
So he continued to say in verse 8.
他说：“我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。”
I know your deeds, and I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
你读启示录，你发现这七封信，每一封信，主耶稣说：“我知道你，我知道你。”
If you read the book of Revelation, there are seven letters, and every time the Lord says, "I know you, I know your deeds."
主知道我们一切的动机、思想、言语、行为，所有的一切，主都知道。
Because our Lord Jesus knows every motive, every action, everything that is in our mind.
因为我们是他所造的。
Because we were created by Him.
但是哥林多前书八章这里提醒我们。
Yet, First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 3 tells us.
若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
It says, whoever loves God is known by God.
你爱不爱神？
Do you love God?
啊，神都知道。
God knows it.
那今天我们真的是很需要圣灵来常常提醒我们。
Oh, Christians nowadays, we do need constant reminder from our Lord.
因为我们作为人，我们常常看事情就是平平的看，就是这样平视。
Because most of the time when we look at things, we just look at things from the eye level.
再不然呢，我们就常常低头看。
Or even worse, we bow our heads and look downward.
因为我们低头看，常常是看地上这些物质财宝的一些好处，这些吸引力。
Because when we do that, we look down, we are only looking at the riches of this world.
以至于我们忘记了，我们需要常常抬起头来，抬起头来仰望主。
Yet we fail to lift up our head towards heaven and set our hearts on things above.
请大家一起来读哥罗西书的三章一到二节。
Let us read the Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就常求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边，你们也要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, if you have been raised with the Messiah, keep focusing on the things that are above, where the Messiah is seated at the right hand of God. Keep your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth.
弟兄姐妹，我们已经领受了一个新的生命了。
Since we have received a new life,
我们已经与基督耶稣一同复活了。
And we have been resurrected together with the Lord.
所以我们需要看重的乃是上面的事情。
Therefore, we need to emphasize on things that are above.
因为上面是永恒的。
Because they are things that has eternal value.
这个地上是暂时的，都会过去。
Things that are on earth are very temporal.
想一想看嘛。
Just think about it.
我们来到这个世上的时候，没有带一块钱，我们走的时候也带不走一块钱。
Yeah, when we first came to this world, we came empty-handed, and in the same way, we will leave this world.
所以求主帮助我们，不要老是低着头看重一些物质的好处。
So may God help us not merely to be materialistic.
也不要平视，常常去看别人的短处，常常去啊这个说长论短，去批评别人。
Even more, help us not to look down on others.
最重要的是让我们的心来抬起头来，来仰望这位坐在宝座上的主。
Instead, let us look at our Lord Jesus' heavenly throne.
事实上，当你越多的仰望他的时候，你就越像他了。
As you turn your eyes upon his glory, the closer you get to Jesus, the more you will emulate his ways.
当你越多的来仰望他、亲近他的时候，你就越像他。
And the more you turn your eyes upon His glory, the more you will look like Him.
因为这是必然发生的事情。
Because that will definitely happen.
如果你要低头也可以啊。
Well, if you want to bow your head, yeah, sure.
啊，常常低头用来读经祷告。
When we bow our head, it's time of prayers.
如果你要平视、平平的看，也可以啊。
If you really want to look at things at the eye level, sure, you can do that too.
而是看别人比自己强，来学会一个真正谦卑的功课。
Then, therefore, you must learn the lessons of being humble. Then we value others before ourselves.
更重要的，做父亲的是家里属灵的头，要常常带家人一起来唱歌、仰望、赞美我们的主。
And especially to the fathers, you are being the head of the family. You should constantly lead your family to worship God at home.
至少你在家里面，你可以大声唱。
You can sing as loud as you can in home.
像我走路的时候，也常常唱诗赞美我们的神。
Well, I frequently sing hymns of praise as I walk.
我们看见腓拉铁菲教会可以说是在七个教会当中最好的教会。
We can see from the word of God that the church in Philadelphia is one of the best of the seven churches.
因为主没有责备腓拉铁菲的教会。
Because the Lord has not punished them.
没有责备 blame 没有责备他们
them at all.
一句话。
Have not blamed them even for one mistake.
说他们啊。略有一点力量，而且遵守了主的道。
And in fact, the Lord mentions that they have a little bit of strength, and they have followed His commandments.
就算在这个逼迫中，这个压迫中，并没有弃绝主的名。
And even during times of hours of trials, they have not left God's word at all. Good cook.
所以这个很多这个访问学者学生来吃得非常高兴啊。
So when the students came and joined us in dinner, they were very happy.
还有呢，我们每个礼拜二呢，把这个教会啊打开啊，给这个所有的人呢来啊免费打乒乓球。
And every Tuesday we open up our church so that they can come and have a fun game of ping pong.
当然，这个礼拜五的晚餐也是免费的。
Of course, the dinner that we serve on Friday nights were free.
这么一来呢，这个弟兄姐妹和这些访问学者、福音朋友就打成一片了。
And because of those meetings, our church brothers and sisters and those visiting scholars strive a very good conversation.
我们看见神给我们一个敞开的门。
So we can see that God has given us an open door.
我们不但抓住机会，而且创造机会。
Not only did we seize upon the opportunity, we created an opportunity.
在德州有一个很大的活动，叫做文艺复兴的这一个大活动。
There is a certain very big museum called the Art Museum.
文艺复兴就是每一年这个活动有上万人，一天就是上万人去参加的。
And annually they have what we call an arts festival, and hundreds of thousands of people attended these meetings.
然后平常我们当然也关心他们啊，刚来的时候呢。带他们去买菜，或者有一些生活上的需要，我们尽可能提供帮助。
And rest of the time, we care for them, we visit them, we help them with the groceries, everything.
我们甚至带他们组团去参加这个游轮。
There were times when we even invite them to go on a cruise.
有一个访学，他玩得太高兴，他又自己又跑去坐了两次不同的游轮。
One of the scholars, he was so excited and he liked the cruise so much, he personally went and joined two other cruises himself.
我记得很清楚，当这个团契刚刚开始的时候，在一个小房间里面只有十二个人开始。
I still remember when we first started the fellowship in this tiny room, we started with only 12 members.
在三个月之内，从十二个人增长到六十个人。
Within 3 months, we have grown from 12 to 60 members.
六十个大人还要加上很多十几个小朋友。
60 adults plus a number of children.
师母有一次告诉我说，他有一次说来了二十个小朋友，他一个人已经有点招架不住了。
One time, my wife told me that suddenly there were like almost 20 kids arrive andthey had a hard time trying to control the crowd.
感谢神，那个时候我们的同工团队也很强。
Praise the Lord, we have a very strong co-workers team.
我们真的经历到与神同工的喜乐。
And we have fully experienced co-working with our Lord Jesus.
透过这个皮卡来帮助他们搬运家具的机会，在这五年当中，我们一直可以来服侍他们，来传福音。
Through the pickup truck ministry of moving furniture for them, we have been able to reach out to these scholars and get acquainted with them.
有下面三个原则提供大家参考。
So there are three very important points that I want to share with you.
我们有 PowerPoint 啊，可以看一下。第一个就是认识他们呢，可以寻找共同的话题。
So with this platform, the first thing is we are able to get acquainted with them.
第二个可以邀请他们，就引发他们属灵的胃口。
Yeah, number two is to we invite them and then as we talk to them, we arouse some spiritual appetite in them.
第三个很重要，就是你要关心他们，包括他们的父母和他们的孩子。
And number three is to care for them, and not only for them, but for their family members as well.
这一切都要从抓住，要看见机会，抓住机会开始。
So all this happens because we know how to seize upon the opportunity.
如果你现在想做呢？做访问学者的这个，现在你想做传福音的工作，特别是做访问学者的话呢？
Even if you want to have this ministry reaching out to these visiting scholars,
很抱歉，现在没有机会做了。
I'm sorry, that opportunity is closed.
因为根本就没有访问学者来了。
Yeah, because there are no more incoming visiting scholars.
就是你很想做，也没有任何机会给你做了。
Even deep in your heart, you wanted to have that ministry, but there's no more opportunity.
所以求主帮助我们有这个概念，就是一旦有机会的时候，当你看见的时候，你要赶快抓住机会去服侍。
So may the Lord help us that whenever we see opportunity, we must seize upon this opportunity.
那你说牧师，今天在这个疫情之下，我们怎么做呢？
So you might ask me, Pastor, what should we do in this time of this endemic period?
我们还是可以做。
I'm sure we can do something.
除了祷告以外。
Besides prayer,
我们还是可以做关怀和带领的工作。
We can still do caring ministry.
特别在这个困难的时期。
Especially in such difficult moments.
很多人心情不好了，很多人很忧郁啊。
A lot of people that they're anxious, they are worried.
很多人担心他的工作。
Some of them are worried about their jobs.
而且很多人预测。没有办法回到以前100%的那个样子，没有办法。
And many people estimate that they will not be able to go back to the good times that they used to have.
整个的社会结构都在改变当中。
The entire society is changing constantly.
所以正是我们去关怀别人的好机会。
This now is the best time for us to go and care for them.
那首先是我们自己的弟兄姐妹，我们自己本身要坚定啊。
But first of all, we ourselves, brothers and sisters, we must be firm.
真的也没有什么好担心、好害怕的。
Serious, there is really no fear that we should feel.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Fear not, for we are God's children.
我们是神所宝贝的。是神所看重的。
We are God's treasures, and He look upon us.
他应许我们，他一定会保护我们，会帮助我们的。
And He promised that He will keep and take care and protect us.
请大家来读希伯来书的10:23-24.
Let's read the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 and 24.
希伯来书的10:23-24啊，我来读给大家听。也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为呢，应许我们的是信实的，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Right, let me read the following two verses for you. Hebrews 10:23. Let us continue to hold firmly to the hope that we confess without wavering.For the one who made the promise is faithful. And let us continue to consider how to motivate one another to love and to good deeds.
二十三节说，要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动。
Verse 23 reminds us that we must confess, we must continue to hold on firmly to the hope, and we must not waver.
这个地上很多的事情都会改变。
A lot of things on earth will change.
但是神对我们的爱永不改变。
But the love of God for us will never change.
这个世界上的很多的事情都会摇动。
The things in the world will shake.
但是神的话。安定在天，永不动摇。
But the word of God will remain strong and firm, and it will never change.
弟兄姐妹，你在这个艰难困苦的时候，你一定要有这样的信念。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you must remain calm and firm during this difficult time.
因为以后可能有更大的灾难临到。
Because in the future, there may be even more difficult periods.
如果你摇动，你自己都站不稳，你怎么去关怀帮助别人呢
？So if you yourself are not firm and stand firm and strong, how are you going to help others?
二十四节那里说要彼此相顾，激发爱心嘛，勉励行善。
24 tells us to how we must consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
所以啊，你可以每天打一个电话给你的同事、朋友、亲戚。关心一下他们。
We can achieve that by, say, making a couple of phone calls every day to your friends, coworkers, and ask them how they are.
让他知道你的真心是想到他，很关心他的。
Let them know that you sincerely care for them.
当你这样做的时候，就在分享神的爱嘛。
When you do thus, you are actually sharing the love of God to them.
只要你有心去做，其实一点都不难啊。
If you are really intent to do it, there's really no difficulties in doing that.
在这个末世的时代
，In these end times，
我们来看一看主耶稣在寻找一个什么样的教会呢
？So let's take a look at what the Lord is looking for.
有 PowerPoint 的话，我们麻烦放一下。主在寻找一个愿意分享主爱的教会。
In these end times.The Lord Jesus is looking for a church that shares His love.
即使今天面对左派、自由派强大的势力
，in the midst of those strong oppositions nowadays,
主在寻找一个坚持真理的教会。
Our Lord is looking for a church that holds fast to His truth.
在这个败坏淫乱的时代，主在寻找一个圣洁公义的教会。
And in an era of corruptions and promiscuity.The Lord is looking for a church that is holy and righteous.
在大部分的人选择沉默的时候，主在寻找一个勇敢传扬福音的教会。
And in times of silent majority, the Lord is looking for a church that is mission-minded, fervent, and zealous.
主一直在寻找一个有动力、火热的教会。
Our Lord is looking for a church that is active and fervent and zealous for Him.
一个真正的属于主的金灯台嘛。
That is the lampstand that belongs to God.
越是艰难，越是困苦，教会必须要靠主站立的稳。
The more difficulty that we face, the more we should depend on our Lord.
所以求主帮助我们，要成为主和神心意的教会。
So let us may the Lord help us to become a church that is after God's own heart.
当我们说教会的时候，教会就是你我，我们神的儿女所组成的嘛。
When we say the church is actually made out of you and me.
感谢神，我们的教会弟兄姐妹真的都很棒。
Praise the Lord, our church brothers and sisters, they are marvelous.
这几个月我回想一下，我们教会做了哪些事情呢
？When I look back this couple of months, I've seen what have our church members, brothers and sisters done.
我记得我们教会三月份就成立了疫情的资讯小组。
I remember right at the beginning of March, our church formed the small team about this COVID-19.
啊，我们有五位有医学专业啊专业方面的老师啊来提供这些最新疫情的消息。
And that team consists of 5 medical specialists to provide gather and provide information to help us.
真的帮助了很多的人。
It truly has helped a lot of people.
还有一些弟兄姐妹呢，他们就送口罩 给有需要的医院医生和护士们。
And there were some brothers who happily donated facial masks to hospitals.
这就是他们看见了机会，马上就去行动。
That's because when they saw that opportunity, they seized upon it and action.
我们教会还有这个四人的送菜小组。
We also have a small four-member team in our church that delivers groceries.
看见了这个年长啊，他们的需要，他们每个礼拜都买菜送到那些年长的家里面。
Because they saw among us there were some elderly members who are in need, so they went ahead and helped them to buy, to purchase groceries and deliver to their doorsteps.
他们也是同样的。看见了这个需要，就抓住了这个机会去服侍有需要的人。
That's because when they saw that opportunity, they seized upon it and they move on it.
还有我们这个儿童部的这些很好的老师。
And not to mention our teachers in our Sunday schools.
看见小朋友的需要。
When they saw the needs of those children.
哦，在家里闷的真的是闷的太久了。
Oh, those kids are really boring at home.
所以每一个礼拜六，每一个礼拜六早上十一点钟，我们都有一个网上的儿童的欢乐营。
So every Saturday morning we have a morning worship for our kids online.
我们的青少年啊，我们这些幼师呢，每个一个礼拜啊的礼拜天的下午两点钟也有聚会。
And our youth groups also have biweekly Zoom meetings online.
所以我说，我们教会的弟兄姐妹真的是很棒的。
I tell you, our church brothers and sisters, you are wonderfully marvelous.
而且有一天，当弟兄姐妹回到教堂的时候
，One day in the future when we all come back to the church for worship,
你会发现，哇，教堂真的是焕然一新啊
！You will notice that there's a lot of changes in our church.
里里外外都重新油漆过，而且都打扫得非常干净。整齐消过毒的。
Whether interior or exterior has been repainted and has been cleansed everything.
我们大堂的音响呢，可以媲美电影院的音响。
And our PA systems in our sanctuary has been improved so much as if it's like theater-like kind of a sound system.
啊，帮我们调音响的这个美国弟兄啊 ，Jesse， 他告诉我。
And Brother Jess, who helps us to improve on our sound system, told me.
他们在印第安纳，他们的教会啊，只有三十个人做礼拜。
They told me that in the church they only have 30 people worshiping.
但是却有200个人在网上来参与看他们的这个敬拜的。
Yeah, even though they only have 30 people worshiping online, they were streaming online, and over 200 people were watching their online streaming service.
所以，同样，我们要抓住我们这个直播也好 ，Zoom 也好，啊，这个 YouTube Stream 也好，抓住这个新科技的这个方便，能够把福音更多的传给各地。
It shows that let us seize upon the opportunity of this high-tech technology to help us to be able to stream online, to be able to continue to worship and share the gospel.
感谢我们教会的这个网站小组，很多在背后幕后默默服侍了很多很好的弟兄姐妹们。
Yeah, I want to especially thank our IT team members.
所以求主继续带领我们。
So I pray that God will continue to lead and guide us.
看见机会，抓住机会。
That when we see the opportunity, we seize upon those opportunities.
使用机会来多做荣神益人的事。
That we may make use of those opportunities.To glorify God and to bless others.
接下来我们再看启示录的三章十到十一节。
And let us look at the book of Revelation again, chapter 3, verses 10 to 11.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。我必快来。要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Okay, Revelation 3:10-11. Because you have obeyed my command to endure, I will keep you from the hour of testing that is coming to the whole world to test those living on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one takes your victor's crown.
所以，只要我们有恒心的遵守主的道， 在普天下人受试炼的时候，神一定会免去，注意哦，免去我们的试炼。
So as long as we patiently kept the commands that the Lord has given us, and therefore He will keep us safe during the hour of testing.
这是多么宝贵的应许。
Isn't that a wonderful promise?
就算以后我们面对各种灾难的时候
，Even in the future when we will see more persecutions，
主应许我们一定不会受到伤害。
His promise that we will not be hurt, we will be safe.
所以我们要做的就是两件事情嘛。
So there are two things that we must do.
就是你对主的信心一定要坚定。
Number one is you must hold fast your faith in God.
而且第二件事情，你就是照着他的话去做就对了。
And number two, that is to keep his commands.
然后再看十一节。
And then look at verse 11 again.
主说：“我必快来。”
And verse 11 says that I am coming soon.
你要保守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的什么？
I'm coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one takes away your what?
免得有人夺去你的冠冕嘛。
So that no one will take away your victor's crown.
冠冕就是神要将来给我们的奖赏嘛。
This crown is the crown that the Lord promised He will give us one day as our reward.
因为在逼迫中，在苦难中，你仍然靠主成为一个得胜者。
Because even during very difficult times, we continue and to hold on so that one day we will be victorious.
所以神很乐意给我们冠冕。
For that reason, the Lord is happily gives us His crown of glory.
你有没有想到这一位万王之主、万子之主，竟然愿意给我们冠冕戴
？Can you imagine that the Lord of Lords and the Kings of Kings is willing to crown us with this crown of victory？
是何等抬举我们了
！Oh, this is something that is really good for us.
神给的冠冕远远超过地上的诺贝尔奖。
The crown that He's going to give us is way better than the Nobel Peace Prize that some human beings receive.
因为神给你的冠冕是存到永远的。
Because that crown of glory will last forever.
所以这再一次印证了我以前讲的。
Once again, it confirms what I said before.
我们看一下 PowerPoint， 那就是得救、得胜和得赏。
This is what I say: redemption, victory, and reward.
得救只是第一步。
那么 step one is redemption.
得救以后，每天要靠主过一个得胜的日子。
So、after you have been redeemed, we live a victorious life on a daily basis.
就效法保罗一样嘛。
Just like Paul's life.
那当跑的路我已经跑尽嘛。
So the path that I'm supposed to run, I've ran it.
那当守的道我已经守住了嘛。
The word.The teaching that I'm supposed to hold on to, I hang on fast to it.
所以保罗很有把握地说，从此以后有那公义的冠冕为我存留。
Paul was confident that in the near future he will receive a reward, and that is the crown of glory.
我们的主非常大方，他乐意把那个得胜的冠冕给那些坚持跑到底的神的儿女。
Our Lord is being generous to us. He is so happy that He is going to crown us with this crown of glory.
所以求主帮助我们得救、得胜，还要得赏。
So may the Lord help us to be redeemed and have the victory and rewards.
事实上，在这个世界上，很多的弟兄姐妹都经历过主很多的恩典。
In fact, there are countless number of Christians who have experienced this amazing grace of the Lord.
他是爱我们到底的神。
He is the Lord, He is the God that loves us.
神的爱长阔高深，无法测度嘛。
The love of God is wide and deep, and it is beyond our understanding.
主就是我们的磐石，我们的山寨和我们的避难所。
The Lord is our rock, He is our foundation.
他是我们的盾牌，他永远会保护我们。
He is our shield that will protect us forever.
感谢赞美主，千古磐石永不动摇嘛。
Praise the Lord that the rock of salvation will not be moved.
很多人说要活在当下。
Many people say that we must live in the moment.
我完全同意啊。
Well, I absolutely agree to that.
因为昨天已经过去了。
Because yesterday is in the past.
但是活在当下真正的意思就是你要抓住今天的机会。
But living in the moment really means that you must grasp the current, this opportunity.
诗人在诗篇告诉我们说，每早晨主的恩典都是新的。
The psalmist tells us that every morning the God's blessings is new.
每一天早上你醒来的时候就是一个全新的一天嘛。
Every morning we wake up is a new day.
有很多的机会。
A lot with a lot of opportunities.
所以求主给我们智慧。
May the Lord give us wisdom.
不要再浪费时间了。
Waste no more time.
让我们学会看见机会，抓住机会，使用机会。
Let us learn to seize an opportunity. See an opportunity, we seize upon it, and we make use of this opportunity.
有这个 PowerPoint 的话，这个就是我们今天的结论。
This is the conclusion for that for today.
我们一起读一下好吗？
Let's read it together.
大声一点啊！一起来，来，
看见机会，
抓住机会，使用机会。
See an opportunity, seize upon that opportunity, and make use of that opportunity.
所以，无论是你个人或者教会，当你把握这三个原则，你会有不一样的情况。
Therefore, whether it as an individual or as the, or the church as a whole.As long as we hold on to these three, these three verses, we know that our lives will be transformed into meaningful and fulfilling circumstances.
记住主给你的应许。
Remember God's promise to you.
主说：“看啊，我给你一个敞开的门，是没有人能关的。”
The Lord says to you, "Look, I have opened this door for you that no one will be able will shut it."
哈利路亚，
感谢赞美。
我们一起同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你将启示录三章腓拉铁腓的教会的信息赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for this, for the important knowledge from the book of Revelation about the Church of Philadelphia.
求主来复兴我们的教会。
Lord, will you please help us to revive our church?
求主帮助我们刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
Help us to regain our strength and be strong before you.
因为你所赐的是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
Because you have given us a heart that is strong and firm.
因为你是与我们同在的主。
Because you are the Lord that will stay with us together.
以马内利的神是永远与我们同在的主。
The God of Emmanuel will be with us forever.
我们必能靠主得胜。
And we will be victorious in the Lord.
因为主你是得胜再得胜的主。
Because you are the Lord that has gained victory after victory.
因为天上地下一切的权柄都是你的。
Because all powers whether in heaven or on earth has been given to you.
你是那一位坐在宝座上永远掌权的主。
You are the one who owns all authority on your throne.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
一切的荣耀都归给你。
May all glory be back unto you.
祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督的名。阿门。
阿门。